Tuesday, September 1st, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. God with us. Joseph's plans were interrupted by a mystery he could not understand. Mary was pregnant, yet Joseph had not been with her. In his righteousness, he intended to act honorably and quietly. But God revealed that this child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and that Joseph was to receive him as his own. Matthew emphasizes Jesus as the promised Messiah, the Son of David, and that his name declares his saving work. Jesus did not come merely to improve our lives. He came to save his people from their sins. This is the heart of Christmas. God came to dwell with sinners. The infant in Mary's arms is Emmanuel, God with us. And the God who came to us in humility would go to the cross in our place. There he bore our sin and judgment, so that forgiven sinners might have God with them forever. Amen.